Today, the mortgage industry in three slides. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. APRA has released their property exposures data to March 2018 today. Now, we're going to delve into the detail later, but three charts tell the story, looking across the market at ADIs with more than $1 billion of loans outstanding. First, the number of loans being approved outside current serviceability standards has lifted surprisingly to around 5% of all new loans. This reflects tighter controls in the banks, so they narrow the serviceability aperture. But it also suggests that some loans are still getting funded under questionable parameters. Remember, loan underwriting standards continue to tighten. So this will be an important measure to watch ahead. Second, the volume and share of loans via brokers having reached a peak last year looks to be falling, reflecting first, lower absolute volumes of new loans, and second, a preference by the banks to use their own channels. We'll be watching the mix by channel in the months ahead. Our thesis is that mortgage brokers are going to have to work a lot harder down the track. And third, it's a doozy. The share of interest-only loans has fallen to 15% of loans, and the value written is also down. So the APRA-inspired intervention, better late than never, is hitting home. Again, we need to watch whether there is a rebound as settings are tweaked to try and keep home prices from falling further. Okay, I lied. There is a fourth slide. Despite all the tightening, the total balances grew again in March to $1.6 trillion, despite investment loans falling to 33.8% of the portfolio. So let's be clear. Household debt is still rising, with investment loans rising by 0.4% in the quarter and owner-occupied loans rising by 2%, or over the past year, 2.6% and 8% respectively. So it's still running too hot in the current climate, in my view. And more tightening is needed. And I suspect a higher debt-to-income hurdle of 6% is where it will bite. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.